When we go deep into our being, we realize there's nothing else that exists, doesn't it? What happened, Greg, when you went in?
It was kind of like a mess. Just quiet.
Yes. This is what my teacher, when he said, when he talks about Satchit Ananda, means truth, awareness, bliss. He says, this is who you are. This is what he means. He doesn't mean your character is Satchit Ananda. God knows none of us are. It doesn't mean that our approach to life is Satchit Ananda, because it isn't. What it means, in the depth of our being, there is this ocean of Satchit Ananda. And in order to identify with that, we just have to be, not to become, not has been, or will be. Not all this busy work that sums up to absolutely nothing. Honestly, God, I was shown past few days. It was so dramatically nothing that I just cracked up, you know. And we take it so seriously. And I like to share with you something that comes to mind. There was this yogi whom all his life, I've shared it before here, but I want to do it again. This yogi, all his life, it was him and his writings. And he had a little shack in the forest. Everybody can hear me? Because I'm having a hard time being loud. And so one night it was raining and a storm outside. And a woman with two children were lost and they were getting really wet. So they knock on his door and they were shivering. So he says, come in, come in, of course come in. They come in and they're so cold. He started a fire for them. And they were also hungry. He says, let me go and fetch some milk, and you just stay by the fire and keep the fire going. So as they were sitting there, the fire was start dying, and they didn't know that they could put log in there. So they look around to see how they can keep it up. They took all this guy's papers that he wrote for 50 years, and they start putting it in there. So this went on for hours until he came back. He came back and he looked what has happened to all of his life gathering, and he went mad. He started screaming and threw all three of them out of the door. I mean, you can imagine how dreadful that could be.
Without food, he threw them out?
Yes. That, because all, everything he ever experienced was on those papers. So after he kicks them out, of course these three don't have any idea why they were kicked out. They thought they were keeping the fire going. This yogi sat down and started meditating, and the remorse came for kicking them out. And after that he started transcending it. And he realized that at that point he actually understood his 50 years of work. By just being, rather than compiling and gathering and all of that that takes the weight and puts it in every muscles and every being, and then we end up going to different places for remedy. And then a store like this opens to help. And so is God good? Is the creation good? Yes, extremely good if we stay in our being, and dreadfully miserable if we are not. We know, we see it all around us, how it is chaotic. As soon as I descend into my thoughts, I am miserable. As long as I stay in my being, I don't see an iota of badness in the world, like Baba says. So this is our choice, to gather information or to burn them and just be. And I don't mean we don't keep sentimental things in our house. I don't mean that we should be indifferent or detached. No. In our file of our mind, I'm talking. It all this cloud, the stuff that is put away in our attic of our mind. Those are the ones we're talking about. It doesn't allow us to be. Anybody like to add to it or ask or share or answer? I asked about the grace of God some years ago, and immediately from within my own self, which is the same as each one of us he's sitting here, this is what it came, and it goes with everybody's answer. I mean, everybody's answer had something to do with that. The question I asked, the mind asked, and that's the question the being answered, was how do we use this grace moment to moment in our material life? The previous one, I should go to the previous one. I asked how to have God's grace, how to feel it at all time. And the answer came, do not believe the world, the rest is grace. And we just talked about it. Do not believe the world. In other words, world is asking you to become or to be somebody, something, some name, some title, some duty. Do not believe that. The rest is grace. Why? Because once you don't believe it, you fall back into your own existence. As Greg was talking about the existence, and that's grace. You are the grace. But your belief of the world, which is the mind, another word for the mind, you are the grace, but your belief of the world gives an impression of separation from the grace. How many people and ourselves also, that at times we say, what happened? How come there is no grace? How come there is no relief? And we can be assured at that moment we felt separate from our own being. Practice living in truth. That which is false will weaken by little by little. So what is the truth? The truth of our own being. The more we live in the truth, like Tony was saying, the more we manifest this truth, we'll see that the falsehood of our thoughts begins to get little and little. What will remain is the grace of being. Is the grace of being. Your being is grace. Nothing but that, again, the mind will not fathom it. Why can the mind fathom it? Because the mind is the very much into the surface, cannot know the nature of being. So don't even bother with that. And then the next question that came to ask, how do we use this grace moment to moment in our material life? And one of you said that, actually a few of you said that. Have no opinion about what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad. Why? Why can we not do that? Because this is the nature of the mind. Only the mind has opinion about what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad. As long as we're opinionated, we are not living in our being. That is the surest measurement that we can have. Okay, have no opinion about what is right and what is wrong, what is good and bad. No conclusion of the outcome of your activity. Why not? Why shouldn't we have a conclusion? Because the conclusion binds and we are free. The conclusion binds and we are free. Relax in the center of your being. How do we relax in our center of our being? By eliminating what is good and what is bad. Immediately we're falling in the center of our own being, which is no different than God. Relax in the center of your own being and see how at that time your body and mind will be a channel of grace. So right now the body and mind brings all this discord and disharmony. Once you relax in your own being, it becomes a channel of grace. The same mind that created problem becomes creating peace and harmony. Now this part I really love. But if you worry, struggle, and fear the material world, where is the room for grace? In other words, how can you feel yourself? And if it is, where are the eyes to see it? You will be too entangled with what is seen to be aware of what is unseen. Do you see how perfect this is? You will be too entangled with what is seen, because we're always to be aware of what is unseen as the grace. So everything that is spontaneous and is unseen, the subtler of the subtle, is your being. And the grosser you get, you start moving into the emotion, feelings, and the mind and senses. So those times that we feel like we're missing grace or we are falling off the grace, you can be assured that we are too entangled with what is seen in order to be aware of the unseen, such as grace. Now, I have been sitting here for almost 4 years, and I don't believe that so far anything new has come out of my mouth. Not that I'm in control of it. What I see and hear and is repetition in a different angle to bring us into our own. And when the truth is spoken, there is very little change in it because it is changeless. But the knowledge, worldly knowledge, there's always added to it. Believe me, my father came to Richard and said, you know what, Richard, now you can drink coffee because I heard saying that coffee is good for you. And my mom, out of her naiveness, says, oh, please. Who said that? The same people that says you can drink coffee, just a few days ago they said it's deadly for you. These are the material knowledge. And do we want to be tossed here and there with fear of dying and suffering and losing our capability? Or do we want to be who we are, which is so much greater than holding on to the morsel of crumbs on the ground? And when there is word coming out of my mouth, I am also the student of it. So whatever seems to be important at this time in our lives, could believe that if you went to your being, you would be cracking up now about it. No matter how much it appears to be serious, no matter what picture and what image it picks up to convince you of its seriousness, if you go to your own being, you will laugh your head